First question, you and Miguel Castro have, I would say, probably been the stories of camp so far. How surprised are you at the success you've had initially here?
I mean, thanks for letting me here. I mean, it's a surprise for us too, because, you know, we've been working together, but we never hoped to be here and do what we've been doing. So it's we're surprised. I mean, we're in shock too, you know, like everybody. But I mean, we try to do our job and just keep working.
And it seems like they're giving you more and more tests every time, right? The last game was under the lights, New York, 10,000 people watching the Yankees, and Castro was perfect. You were great at getting out of trouble when you needed to. Second and third, one out, and you get the strikeout. You're both really rising to the occasions when you're being asked.
Yeah, I mean, it's the opportunity we was waiting for, you know, and we've been pitching pretty well, and you know, and especially in that time is where everybody can see if you're ready or not. And yeah, we did the job, and you know, thanks God, and we're so proud to be here. And you know, we keep learning. It's a good experience, you know, and especially see those hitters, they say, Alex Rodriguez and all those guys, and it's a very good experience. We're learning a lot, and you know, I can't describe it because
you're having a lot of fun.
Yeah, yeah.
You're enjoying this, aren't you?
Oh yeah.
We're in conversation with Roberto Osuna and the Jeff Blair Show. So Pete Walker told me that very early in spring training, you and Miguel Castro came into him and said you wanted to make the road trips because you wanted to see the pitchers you were going to have to face in the American League. Or, I'm sorry, the hitters you were going to have to face in the American League East. Guys like Evan Longoria, David Ortiz. It seems to me, Roberto, that you and Miguel Castro have a plan, don't you? You really do have a plan here.
Yeah, I mean, we want to be superstars, you know? This is what we try to be and help to Toronto to win. And, you know, we've been working together. And we try to study all those hitters, Longoria, David Ortiz, Hanley Ramirez, all those guys. I mean, he's very excited to face them. And in our job is take him out, you know? Mm-hmm. So it's why we go to the trips and try to see everything. And I've been talking with Mark and Cecil a lot about those guys. And I think we're getting ready. Yeah, like today is going to be an important game for us. So we're going to try to be at the dugout and see better those hitter.
Well, with Roberto Osuna, you've been on this track since you were a kid. The Blue Jays signed you when you were 16 years old, and everyone knew who you were then, and all the fans were getting really excited. You progress through the minor leagues, little step by step, and then your elbow blows out. And so they say, Castro's a little bit ahead of Osuna. We're going to take it a little bit easier on him because you're, what, 20 months maybe from Tommy John surgery was July in 2013. How did you feel last year coming back, and compare that to how your elbow feels now?
I mean, like, right now I feel like 100%. You know, 100%. Yeah, last year was a little bit frustrated and disconcentrated at the same time because happens a lot of things, and I was ready, and I couldn't pitch in the games because, you know, I was 8 months, 9 months. So, yeah, I was a little bit down. I went to the fall league. I didn't pitch well. But I've been working hard in the off season, you know, try to get ready for this season. I feel much better. My elbow feels very good, my shoulder. So I think I'm 100% right now.
In conversation with Roberto Osuna on the Jeff Blair Show. Tell us about Miguel Castro. He and you have been kind of the emerging stories of this camp. Tell us what we need to know about him.
I mean, he's a really nice guy. You know, he doesn't speak English. Me either, but I try to.
Your English is very good.
But he's a really nice guy, very quiet, you know. What can I say? He's a really good teammate, you know. I mean, he's a fantastic guy. If you want to talk to him, he always free for you, and he tried to learn. He's, you know, but he needed work in his English a little bit, but everything else is good with him.
How did you guys become close friends? How did that work out?
That happens, I think, last year or 2 years ago when I was here in Extended. I had my Tommy John, so he came here from Dominican. He pitched in the GCL, and I met him, and he was my roomie.
Mm-hmm.
So he was my roomie, and we've been good friends since that day.
Roberto, tell us a little bit about your background, because pitching is in your family, isn't it? And your parents made a decision very early in your career that you were going to be a pitcher. I should say you and your parents made a decision early that you were going to be a pitcher, didn't you?
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to be honest. I didn't like the school, you know. Yeah, I was 12, and I talked to my parents, and I said, hey, I don't want to go to the school. So first thing my dad told me was, all right, you want to leave the school? You got to keep working and, you know, make your dream.
Mm-hmm.
And so I left the school, but I went to the field every day, and, you know, I tried to work. So when I get 16, I signed for Mexico, mm-hmm. Mexico team. So I play in the professional, and it's what I was like, all right, I'm here. Mm-hmm. So it's one more step to sign for the big leagues and all that. But it was a really risk, you know, because you don't know what's going to happen. And I mean, what can I tell you? Sometimes you got to take it. Sometimes mm-hmm. you got to take it, and, you know, I'm glad to be here.
Your father pitched, right, a long time, didn't he? He pitched in and were you born in Cuba?
No, I'm from Mexico.
You're from Mexico, right. Yeah. He was, right. And did, what league did your father pitch in?
Oh, in Mexico.
My uncle
pitched here in the United States.
Right, Antonio.
Right.
Antonio,
yeah, and I've called you Antonio on the air about 100 times.
Yeah.
What was it like watching your uncle pitch in the big leagues?
Who, me?
Yeah, watching him.
I mean, I only went to San Diego when he was there, and mm-hmm. I saw him pitch a couple times. I remember when he faced Barry Bonds and ground ball to second base. I mean, I was so nervous, you know, because it was my uncle and Barry Bonds in that time. So it was a pretty good experience.
You must one of the things when you talk to baseball scouts, they talk about pitchers coming out of Mexico know how to pitch. I mean, there's a lot of Mexican baseball is really tough, really competitive. It's not a sport for soft-willed individuals there. Did you feel that maybe that gave you a little advancement over some of the guys you were against because you were facing men and, you know, you got to use a lot of tricks to get guys out when you're playing in Mexico?
Yeah, I mean, that league is very good. You know, it's like a triple-A level. So I faced really good hitters. It's minor league hitters, and mm-hmm. It was a great experience. I mean, you know, so but everybody's different. Some people learn a lot of things, someone's not. So the only thing I can tell you is I learned a lot of things from there, from mm-hmm. Mexico. You know you learn how to pitch and what to do and what situation and all that.
And it seems like the Blue Jays are good at allowing you to put that stuff into practice. Watching last year when you couldn't pitch, you see Daniel Norris start here in Dunedin, wind up in the big leagues. Same with Aaron Sanchez. Kendall Graveman starts in Lansing, winds up in the big leagues. The path is very clear for you if you earn it.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good opportunity, you know, good chance to get there this year. And But that was one of the things why I get frustrated last year.
Mm-hmm.
Because I played with those guys like a year before in, 2013. In 2014, they on the big leagues, I was like, and I'm still here. But, you know, now I got the chance to play with them on the minors, and I'm going to try to do my best and get there pretty soon.